And I'm at the Newspel booth and I'm talking to...
Sander van Geloven.
Hoi Sander, alles goed met u?
Ja, prima.
So, Newspel is a spell checker. What is a spell checker?
A spell checker is more than just looking up words in a long list to see if they're spelled correctly. A spell checker looks at a dictionary which contains a lot of rules, sort of called affix file rules, which capture conjugation of verbs, for example, or how you can concatenate words into compounds. And that makes it much more smart to do spell checking than just looking at a long list of words. But that also opens the door for a lot of complexity, challenges how to do that quickly. And not only checking words, but also coming up with suggestions if you made a misspell. And that is quite a challenge, but that's the task of a spell checker.
Okay, so we always have, you know, you see this spell checking libraries on your computer, Hunspell and other ones. So what is different with Newspel?
So the dictionaries are made for each spell checker that was out there. So if you go back in history, first you had Spell, then you had iSpell, then you had aSpell, then you had MySpell, then you had Hunspell. Now you have Newspel, and there are also more specific checkers for example, only Hebrew. And each spell checker has an engine which needs to be fed with language-specific support. And the language-specific support, which is made for Hunspel, is also